AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Stocks got a boost today, finishing higher at the close after the government reported an 8.5% increase in consumer prices from July of last year to the past month. On a monthly basis, prices were unchanged from June, first time that has happened after 25 months of price increases. Brian Marks is at the University of New Haven.
Is there an impact for people at the margin? Absolutely. If gasoline prices come down, that can help offset some of the increases in the foodstuff prices.
He didn't have much to say to reporters or the New York State Attorney General's office today.
How do you feel, Mr. Trump? How do you feel?
Former President Donald Trump says he invoked his Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination. Trump testified under oath in the New York Attorney General's long-running civil investigation into his business dealings. In the past, Trump has criticized those who plead the Fifth. He said today he did so because he sees himself as the target of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and the fake news media. The city of San Francisco wins a ruling over Walgreens and the opioid crisis.
A federal judge has ruled that Walgreens can be held responsible for contributing to San Francisco's opioid crisis for over-dispensing opioids for years without proper oversight and failing to identify and report suspicious orders, which is required by law. The city of San Francisco says the pharmacy chain continually violated what they were required to do under the Federal Controlled Substances Act by failing to track opioid prescriptions and failed to see the many red flags of physicians and others who were dramatically overprescribing. A U.S. district judge has ruled that for 15 years, Walgreens dispensed hundreds of thousands of pills, eventually contributing to the city's hospitals being overwhelmed with opioid patients. Walgreens said it will appeal the ruling, which it said was not supported by facts and law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Ukraine's government says a number of Russian planes are out of action. Here's Charles Deledesma.
Ukraine's Air Force says 9 warplanes were destroyed in massive explosions at an airbase in Crimea amid speculation they were the result of a Ukrainian attack. That would represent a significant escalation in the war. Russia's denied any aircraft were damaged in Tuesday's blast or that any attack took place. Ukrainian officials have stopped short, though, of publicly claiming responsibility for the explosions while poking fun at Russia's explanation that munitions at the Saki airbase caught fire and blew up. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A semi hauling Bud Light rolled as the driver tried to negotiate the I-71 ramp onto I-265 in Louisville, Kentucky this morning. Police say thousands of the blue Bud Light cans spilled onto the median. No one was hurt, except maybe the feelings of some beer drinkers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.